You can do it, Dennis, because you're a winner. You haven't peaked. You haven't even begun to peak, but you're going to peak today. Oh, you're going to peak all over everybody. Make it work, Dennis.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today is the good old roommate, the best of best friends, Tony DeSisto.
Hello out there in internet land.
Hey, we kind of broadcast. We broadcast to Cox 37, Comcast 27, online at www.fcac.org/WEBR. And we've got archives at www.inpapasbasement.com. Tony, did you get any web pages in the last week or so that bear your name that you care to plug to our four listeners?
No, I don't.
Okay. I also got the webcomic at www.dirtytissues.com, which not a goddamn thing's been done on in years, and who gives a crap at this point? It's dead in the water. I don't know. I paid to get it up, and nothing's happening. Story of my life. So, yeah, we're going to do as much as we can with the show, which has just become a damn albatross around my neck at this point, because no one else gives a goddamn to host it with me. Tony's a trooper for coming to town, although you were lured in more by seeing Hellboy, right?
Just coming up in general.
Just bored as F. You know, exactly. Just wanted to do something. I don't blame you, man.
Make up for all the pain I'm feeling at the moment.
The pain?
Yeah, the physical pain.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's the deal with that? You were hiking or something?
Oh, yeah, humping in Shenandoah. Kind of happens when you have, like, very little water and you got 10 miles uphill.
God, man. Because I want to do some of the hiking crap with you. Hopefully, I will be getting out of my weekend shift at the radio station. I will no longer produce Spirit of India, where I watch... God bless him, Dr. Anthony, the 70, 80-year-old Indian gentleman, dance around to each song. It'll, you know.
Yeah.
You only need a few weeks of that before you can tell that story over and over, and, you know.
Yeah, well, it's beats taking a dip in the Ganges.
But, yeah, man, hopefully next weekend we can get to some hiking together. Hopefully you won't call it humping together, so you tell people, hey, I went out humping John.
Yeah, we can do that, too.
God. If only our lives were that easy and we were pull smokers, but yeah. No, life has cursed us with a lust for the female parts, so here we are. But yeah, thank God you're in town this week. I was going to just do a music show because no one's really around to co-host anymore.
Oh, that's too bad. Their loss.
Well, yeah, I got my brother who's God knows what tramp he's going to be wasting his time on. Probably we'll get to that in a bit. I got Leo at my house doing his thing. Who knows where he is? I think I had about 150 numbers in my phone, man. I went through a purge. I've just been getting rid of people left and right.
All the useless meat bags.
Pretty much, yeah. Either chicks like I hooked up with and I haven't touched in like 2 years. And it's like, dude, they'll never take a booty call at this point. So I tore all them out. All the people that were just kind of giving me crap lately. I'm like, you know what? Go to hell in a handbasket. Took them out.
So are we down to four numbers now?
Yeah. God. I think I'm at buck 17. 117, the nickname for the chick I dated who banged, yes, 117 men. But, God, have I told you I've been talking to her lately?
No, you haven't. I have to hear.
Well, I was bored at work. I had a friend lock me out of MySpace and Facebook because I feel I've been a little too just kind of hooked on those things. You know what I mean? They've done so much for me. I'm not going to jinx them. God, I owe my sex life to MySpace. You know what I mean?
That's so pathetic. Whatever happened to what people used to do in the old days?
Well, get a skank at a bar. You know?
Yeah, something.
I don't have an income anymore. I can't buy booze. And people, I was having this talk with my mom. Hey, Mom, by the way. People are just unfriendly as all hell in this area. Like, you approach people half the time, it's like, what do you want? You know?
Well, actually, yeah, this is this area, or at least
this is
DC,
an incredibly unfriendly area.
One of the worst in the nation.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell even gives it a run for its money? L.A. and New York, I guess?
Are you kidding me? Actually, New York is a nice city. Everyone thinks it's like a, you know,
well, it's like
a-hole central.
Yeah.
But it actually really isn't. I mean, you ask someone for directions in D.C. and they, like, snub you half the time.
I told you one time a cop told me, like, to get beat when I was asking for directions or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're protecting a serving my ass. You see, sucker.
14 years old, I'm on the steps of the Capitol building. Uh-huh. Ask Capitol Police how to get somewhere in the mall. Totally ignores me.
God damn, man. That is cold.
Four times I asked him.
Wow.
Before I got my father to do it. And then finally he opened up.
Jesus. Savages, man.
No.
Savages.
Not Boston, not New York, not even L.A.
Really?
Yeah, this is the worst. My father...
People here are just... assholes, man.
And one of my aunt's husbands always talk about how this is a horrible place.
You were cold as ice.
That's all I got to play for. Yeah, man. I just, like, coming up, you know, the whole thing is I maybe am not the most extrovert. I've gotten far more extroverted. And still, you approach a stranger here, they look like you've asked, hey, can I spit on my thumb and shove it up your ass? You know, check for something. They shoot you a look, man. I can't stand it. But anyhow, back to the whore, the 117 banger. I won't mention her name on air. I don't really remember it, honestly. I just call her 117.
117 and three dogs.
Oh, God, yeah. We won't talk about that night, Tony. But 117, and we're shooting the S online because I'm down to IM and Gmail chat at this point. You know, I got no MySpace to bide my time. I'm not texting people because I've purged my phone of all the filth. And we're talking. She's like, yeah, I remember back on that time. I was trying to make new friends. And all these guys interpreted it as me wanting to date them. A lot of them asked me to date them. And I'm thinking back. And at first, like, I sympathized for, like, 2 seconds. Mistake one, sympathizing with the vag, with the enemy, you know?
See, that's where you always lose it.
Oh, yeah, you know, friggin' open mind is like an open wound, susceptible to infection, you know what I mean?
It recalls when we took personality tests at Tech.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, that really, like, 99 sympathy score, uh-huh. And I had, like, that 10.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the one place you and I diverge. I will still take these tramps in at the end of the day, and you're just, like... Die. Please die now. I wish you had died before you'd bothered me. But I'm looking back on how I first interacted with this girl. Ha ha ha. First on MySpace. Shocking, I know. But first of all, she got pics of her. She had, you know, she's half Sicilian, so she had a racola. God bless her.
Hmm.
And a couple of her pics were just showing off the goods. So that really says to the masses, I want to have friends. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm out and I'm looking for friends, I got, like, my ball sack hanging out my shorts, you know?
I know. You're definitely sending a message that has nothing to do with a platonic relationship.
Exactly. It says go off on these. It says coat them like a Krispy Kreme. Mm. It doesn't say, hey, let's shake hands. So, not only that, she's instantly like, hey, when are we going to hang out? This is the first time I talked to this broad. When are we going to hang out? You know the first time I hang out with her, Tony? Over... you know, some kind of like strong, earthy flavored beers in front of a fireplace on goddamn Valentine's Day.
I know. That's real friendly.
Exactly. I do that with friends. I mean, like, we've sat in front of fireplaces together on Valentine's Day. How many years now? We've made a tradition of it. In fact, I got in trouble because I broke the tradition of us spooning on effing Valentine's Day because we're friends to see this whore. No, it doesn't happen. So then we get back. Holding hands, if I recall, on the walk back. Because I do that with my friends, too. Like, you know, I get worried that Tony's going to slip on the ice or something, so I hold Tony's hand. So we get back, and she's like, I had a blast. I'm going to crash with you this weekend. You know, I'm going to crash. I had so much fun.
Yeah, that's what you do your first time you meet.
Yeah, that doesn't send a... Like, even me, who at the time, I think I was just on, you know, Stink Quest 2000. I was looking for as much pelt as I could get. Even I panicked at that point. I'm like, you're throwing the woo that fast, lady? Like, something ain't right here. What the hell? God, even I can't be led by my dick that easily. So I blew it off, and then that was, of course, the start of the end, and then we kind of really did stay friends or something. I think I made out with her once while drunk, but I was so drunk I don't remember. While driving her home.
So you didn't get a chance to see if the pelt was crusty or smooth.
I'm sure the pelt was okay. You know, I'm sure it's still together. She's half Italian. I like me the Italian girls.
Well, let's see. Does she cook?
No, she drank.
Well, see, that doesn't count as Italian.
Well, I'll give you Italian looks or something.
No, no, no. You lose if you can't make the sauce. You're not an Italian.
Well, we don't all have trained mothers like you, Tony. Your old man didn't beat around that bush. But she's like, she's going back over this stuff because at first, like I said, I sympathized with her. I'm like, you know what? Maybe that is the lot in life of a girl with a decent face and a huge, you know, set of cans. Like, maybe every guy is going to try to get with her if she's, you know, not a total bitch on wheels. But then I'm like, no, lady, you held my hand, and if I recall, I covered all tabs. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I agree that maybe if a woman is attractive, that she, you know, guys do come seeking something. However, they open up the door.
Yeah, and it's like, it was simple as saying, hey, we're just friends. I would go, okay. You know, I would accept that answer. Well, I'd never talk to her again. Why waste your time? But, you know, it's one thing to have a female friend. It's another to have a girl where you thought you were going to pursue, you know, sexual and possibly a dating type thing. And then she lumps you in the friend zone. It's like, oh, I got another zone for you, the get the F out zone. You're going to be living in there for a while. So I confront her with these things. I'm like, you know what? Biatch, you held my hand. You did this. You did that. We went out for a while. If I recall, we were very cuddly and touchy. I'm like, why didn't you have a pair enough to tell me what was going on? And she just kind of changed the subject from that. I'm like, you know what? Go eat a D. Go die 1,000 deaths. My new, you know how I wish cancer upon everyone? This is my my FU. My new thing is I elaborate, make it stage 3.
Like stage 3.
Stage 3 ovarian to you.
Well,
up your mother's oomph.
I think mine is, I hope you slit your throat and fall off a bridge.
Yeah, exactly. Accidentally.
So yes, these, accidentally.
These pieces of whore filth, man. Just all over the life. It's, you just got a clean house, man. So few people worth a goddamn. That's why I'm so happy I have you, honey bear.
Oh.
But you are gay.
Ta-da.
Well, I'm the only receiver white enough to take you.
Oh, jeez. Wow. You hear that, ladies? I weren't all about the cornhole. Oh, I'd be enough to tear you apart. But, yeah, man. I don't know. That's, you know, there's news throughout the week. That was a nice little update. I was also tickled pink to learn a new racial slur. I, you know, Tony and I, we all love them. I mean, we're not racist, but who doesn't love a slur, you know? I think even Malcolm X was tickled by them, you know?
Yeah, but, that's why I used them on occasion.
I learned, for black people, moon cricket. Have you ever heard effing moon cricket?
What the hell does that
mean?
I don't
even know what it means. But, like, I laughed, like, the first time my uncle taught me the N-word. You know what I mean? Like, I was on the floor until I was crying. I was like, moon cricket. And I'm, like, Googling it up and reading about moon cricket in the Urban Dictionary. I'm like, God damn, this is brilliant.
How did that come about?
Okay, I was talking with the blessed Miss Carmen, who is both psycho and something of a decent girlfriend to some people.
Mm-hmm.
I take that back. Well, every relationship with her has like a great 6-month span, and then it just ends really badly. And then you hear how the relationship wasn't working.
So it reaches the climax, and then it just like...
Well, that was the behavior more a couple years ago. Now she seems to be giving a good shot and hanging in there. A little longer than before. Now it's taken a year or two for these cycles. You know, God bless her. But she was talking about the Stern show, and I was saying, Stern's kind of, you know, I'm in a position to critique Howard Stern, a man who's made millions in radio, you know what I mean, and slept with Playboy playmates on the back of his radio fame. I can say, is that all, Howard? You know what I mean? I was saying the show is kind of tired at this point. You know, it's a little washed up, and she was saying there's a great bit on the air this week where they had kind of a racist slur off, you know, where I think they'd present a race in kind of in tandem in a round robin fashion. The guys are going to name all the slurs they have. And Artie won on the back of moon cricket for black people. Artie Lang, the bloated. Are you familiar with Artie Lang? Probably a little, right?
A little.
The guy's, he was hooked on smack for his first few years there and hid it from everyone. Finally kicked the habit. And he was a portly guy to begin with, you know what I mean? Like, the only thing that held his weight in check was when he was addled by cocaine. And so he drops coke, and he gets into smack. And the smack kind of keeps his weight in check. He drops the smack, and then he just gets into food and drink. And I think Artie went from, like, 250 to 340. I mean, he's just effing hog man now.
And now we moved into planetoid.
Yeah,
planetoid
exactly.
Size.
Kathy Bates with a penis, you know. That's what we've hit at this point. So he won with, you know, a couple good Jewish ones like Christ Killer, you know. I thought everyone knew that, but Carmen was blown away by Christ Killer. I'm like, yeah, you never heard that one? But then she's like, and he won with, you know, Moon Cricket for black people. So I'm telling all my friends, and sure enough, my friend Miriam, who dated, you know, getting to people dating trash in your immediate circle, which we'll touch on in a minute, she was like, yeah, my just junker of an ex-boyfriend used to say Moon Cricket all the time. I'm like, and you want to be like, why don't you share these things with me? You know, it's just like such profound knowledge. I was so,
Moon Cricket,
man. I was so blown away.
That sounds like some type of, like, you know, flower child like statement.
Yeah, exactly. I'm Moon 60s. Unit. This is my brother Moon Cricket. You know, or like a weird sex thing, like Angry Dragon, or you know, the Strawberry Shortcake. Like, oh, I bent her over and gave her a Moon Cricket. You know, I swear to God, man.
And a Blumpkin to
yeah, exactly. I gave her three Moon Crickets. Finished it up with an Angry Dragon uppercut. But I don't know, man. So that was about it in terms of the good stuff for the week, I think. Maybe. Did I yeah, I've, no, that's about it. Nothing else good. It's been a week of letting go of things in my life. The lifting's been good. I've been living off
good.
Tons of red meat, and so my testosterone is surging, as are my anger levels. Like, everything sets me into this mini roid rage. I'm like, God, if I'm going to get half the side effects, I might as well hit the juice, but then I'd bald, you know, so... God forbid, but you can check out this prize of a zit that just popped earlier today on my forehead.
Mm.
God bless radio, the audience can see.
This isn't Ollie, I can see.
This isn't a dead medium.
Don't grab my leg, man.
How's your leg? Don't tell them our secrets on air. But yeah, man, so that's about it. I thought I had good news in my sweet, sweet brother dating a filthy whore front, but no, seems he's fallen back with the dirty, dirty whore. Hold on, I have the word whore in one of my sound bites. Where are you, whore? Oh, we have this.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
There you go. Whore Island is somewhere in North Carolina.
Well, I prefer to think of her as a, you know, a walrus seal.
She got a Super Mario mustache, man. That's all I'm saying. Needs some dermabrasion. But, you know, back... Not that I wish to engage in the ad hominem insults of the dirty skank, but, you know, I was, this week my mom brought up, she's like, you know, the fact you two are fighting over this, he can't sense why you're mad at him. And I really felt like he was just banging this out because he seems to like to bang out people I bring to the house, you know?
Well, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Take a nail and hammer and, you know, nail a post-it to his forehead?
Yeah, I just, you know, I really did not want to in any way condone, I feel, him getting with someone who's just beneath, like, as I wrote to him later, a person well beneath you and well beneath people who are well beneath you. You know what I mean?
I mean, you think the TV move would be a clue.
Yeah, and I think he expressed to my mom he feels I am very mad when he's ever with a woman.
Well, isn't this the tramp that went after you first and then...
She was going after everyone. That's like being a plate of macaroni and cheese at the Old Country Buffet and like a 500-pound fat woman comes through and you're like, oh, I thought you only wanted me. And she's eating the Jell-O and she's eating the, you know, the pork fried steak and she's eating all this crap. And you're thinking, it's a fat person. You know, a whore sleeps around. That's what a whore does.
Yeah, it does.
And God bless them for it. They give the gift of their whorish vagina to everyone who's willing to sleep with a whore.
As I always said, one father's whore or slut is another man's gain.
Exactly. You used to tell me that.
Yeah, I always did.
Speaking about countless women I knew, I've heard that out of your mouth about three or four girls I know. But I just, you know, the only other chick he's dated seriously was, again, a real piece of trash who, since they ended things, instantly went on to get married to someone else, had a kid right afterward, still attempts to contact Will somewhat, and he's like, I wonder if I did the right thing. I'm like, of course you did! That's like saying, I got ball cancer and I got a ball taken out so I'd live. You did the right thing. Unless you want to get the elephantitis wheelbarrow nuts and die of cancer, you did the right thing. You took something bad out of your life. Don't be a fool. Don't be an ass.
What kills me about her is the first time I met her, she didn't even give me the time of day.
Oh, no.
She figured the axe was coming. She was never coming back.
No, well, she knew that you were a loyal man and loyal to your boy John.
Well, I suppose the little mocking smile.
Oh, yeah. You do have a real F-U smile you could put on, man. I love it. I have grown to cherish that smile through the years.
The unique from a person who never smiles.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. You only smile when you're about to kill someone, pretty much.
Yeah, that is true. I'm smiling when something's wrong, when I'm either tired and I'm dying for whatever reason, or like I really hate someone.
Yeah.
Or it's like I'm in that like...
We are sick.
Or it's like that mocking...
Yeah, it's just a real, yeah, like, Cheshire Cat, like, I'm going to kill you now, smile.
I know exactly what
you are, you dirty whore. Exactly, man.
He goes, 40 years from now, you'll still be a dirty whore, or you'll be dead.
Probably dead. With all that drinking? There'll probably be advances in liver stem cells.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
She'll be on her third, her David Crosby third liver.
With about 30 kids.
Yeah, oh yeah, her vagina's gonna be a clown car.
Well, come on, she's married, for God's sake.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going through the list. So, but, you know, I tried to convey, I thought my brother understood this. I wasn't really talking much to him because I thought he was really making a mistake with just an obvious piece of filth. But my mom's like, no, he just thinks you're mad and you don't want him happy. And it's like, anytime he's with a woman worth her salt, and like me, that's rare. You know, we seem to... I don't know. We run a soup kitchen with our dong. What can I say? You know,
like, I mean, it's like funny. It's actually because you love them that you're pissed off at them.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's like we should have the goddamn Statue of Liberty mantra above our mattresses. You know, give us you're tired, you're weak, you're poor. You know, give us your clap having Jezebels, pretty much. And
take that, you clap having Jezebel.
2 seconds earlier, it'd have been funny. But, and so she wants to be dramatic. She's like, you realize this is killing me, right? I'm like, no, what's killing you is the fact you don't exercise and your body's slowly rotting away beneath you.
Yeah, let's face it. You do nothing but sit, eat. You drink high-calorie stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you follow a lifestyle that is in no way healthy.
Oh, we're talking about the whore, not my mom. But,
okay.
But
sorry, Mrs. Papa.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, she actually eats pretty well. I don't know why she's still got size on her, you know. Maybe just your metabolism becomes crap through the years.
I think it has to do with people don't move around as much, and you end up taking up a lot of calories where you don't think you are.
Yeah, it could be it.
You said drinking Diet Cokes or Cokes or something like that, that adds up.
Yeah, man. But whole thing, so she's like, this is killing me, and I say, you know what, ever since the old man died, I fall into his camp too, neither of us has had a male figure to kick our ass in line, you know, I feel like an honorary brother, you know, growing up with the mom only, but,
darkness, everybody.
You know, I'm like, maybe it wouldn't hurt him to have, you know, I don't talk to him all that much, 2-3 months, you know, maybe kick his ass in line, he doesn't need... you forgiven his every sin like the effing virgin mother, okay? It's only going to make him soft and let him get away with more and more. And so then I relent. I'm like, maybe he doesn't really understand what's going on here.
Yeah, well, sometimes you need to cut someone off to show them the error of their ways.
Yeah, I do it because I care, man. I want this kid to be better. It's like, why would I want him to fail? Like, if he becomes successful, I don't have to become successful. Like, if he makes $300K a year, you think I can't live in the pool house? You know what I mean?
Oh, Dewey. You got to be successful for the two of us.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to be double successful.
Dewey Cox reference. Excellent pull, man. I think out of our 5 listeners, no one has seen Dewey Cox. But
Lockhart.
Like, it had 5 viewers. But so I sit down. I'm like, I'm too much of a pussy to talk to him face to face. So I'll write out an email, because an email, you know, I can really make sure I get everything I need to say in there. So I convey, you know, I want this kid doing well. I want you doing well, and I worry about you. And I hate that I see some of my own F-ups in you. You know, I want you to grow past them. Like, I want myself to grow past these things. And I conveyed, hey, you know, I didn't like your ex-girlfriend. First of all, he now insists that I was behind them breaking up, along with my mother. And I'm like, not to be, you know, totally revisionist, pal, but when she left the picture, I held in, you know, I bit my tongue so goddamn well that no one knew I hated her other than our hallowed mother. And you learned that after the fact. So it's pretty amazing that I had such power, you know, to bend thought that way. Because if that's the case, you know, to the last chick I walk by in the lobby, I'm thinking about you doing something with your mouth to me, you know. And I'll be focusing very hard on that throughout the whole show, and you'll greet me with a, you know, open maw when I exit. But sadly, there were no hot women in the lobby. I think it was just Nelson running the boards. And
yeah,
I don't think they listened to our show, so we're safe. But, you know, and this one, I'm like, look, among other things, she's told me she's been banged out by a couple dudes at once. She agreed to sleep with me pretty much off the bat. I used to watch her on MySpace juggling like five other guys, and I didn't care because I just, you know, she was like a rebound, stick your wiener in for 5 seconds, bang. I didn't care.
And hope you don't die.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. You know, put on three rubbers and make the sign of the cross. You know, put a parachute around your junk.
Allahu Akbar.
Exactly. Exactly. Give up pork that day to stay kosher just to be safe. I need about three gods not to get the clap from that.
Yeah.
Rub Buddha's belly. But
and a few Greek ones, too.
Yeah, exactly. Zeus, Hera, the whole shebang. But praying to the whole pantheon, man. But I'm like, it's one thing, you know, I'm going to sound dirty saying this, is one thing if you want to get your rocks off, you know. But another to make a, try to make a housewife out of a whore, you can't. Multiple rap songs have been dedicated to the subject, you know.
You're right about that.
Yeah, and so I say, look, I want you to do better, man. That's all. If you're wondering why I'm a little salty with you, it's because I don't want to act like everything smells like roses when I see you, you know, conservatively. He probably spent a K on this woman in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've ever, I probably never spent a K on my mother. I definitely never spent it on a woman. I mean, seriously, the last chick I was dating in any capacity, the net I was out with her, I covered about $25 of a meal. And she has a $5 goddamn DVD of mine. And I am still grinding that axe like she took my effing firstborn. I will not let that go. And this man sank a K, like conservative K, could easily be in the 12 range, 1200.
Oh, God.
I'm grinding over $30. That's what you're making sweet love to every night, baby.
Well, I mean, it's important to differentiate between sex and a relationship,
yeah,
and not combine what should be two separate things.
And that's and for me, it's weird because, you know, we're not Puritans anymore, and people kind of start, and I think they should, we've been over this, they should start effing before they're in a relationship to see if the sex is any good. I don't want you doing 2 months of courtship to find out she's got teeth in her.
Yeah, you know. Teeth in her, a little
teeth in her good
canal.
Good. Yeah, exactly.
I think you can say vaginal canal in the air. That's actually a clinical term.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah. I'll call it her stink sewer to be scientific.
All women are a temple, and that temple's to a sewer.
Exactly. I call it, that's from Zorba the Greek, all men are born from a sewer. The author was going on about how he loved that analogy.
Well, it's a metaphor. Relationship. Sex happens in a relationship. Mm-hmm. A relationship isn't built on sex.
Exactly.
Just like you don't have to have a relationship to have sex.
Yeah.
I mean,
it just works with us.
You can just pull a George Michaels.
Yeah. I said I am not gay.
Can't resist the free treats.
Yeah.
No, but it is. A relationship is supposed to be more meaningful. I mean, the Japanese, I mean, we can take one thing to learn from them, and they were saying one of the problems with Americans in a relationship is you know, they expect a relationship to be, you know, hot, fiery, the whole sex thing, you know, till
the whole shebang,
the end of time.
Yeah.
And yet in Japan, which actually has really, well, they have a formal I love you, but it's rarely ever used.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love that about those people.
Oh, just like a formal way of saying it?
Yeah. It's like we have the I love you, and actually they, for the most part, say I like you. And I,
really?
Yeah. Yet there is more...
Clever Ichiban sons of bitches.
Yeah. Yet they consider there are two different types of loves, and they actually have two words for it. They talk about... they talk about... Konbanwa. They actually talk about there's that fiery, hot, passionate love, uh-huh. but they understand that eventually that does indeed fade, and then there's like a long-term relationship love where you actually
I don't
have...
like people playing on my phone.
We have a caller. Son of a bitch.
Who's calling?
I don't know. Hello, you're on the air. Oh, it's the snore. Damn snore.
The snore? Who is
the
that?
Snore. I think I got to the bottom of snore, but I won't reveal the snore's hidden identity.
All like, right.
Because it'd be like giving away Bruce Wayne as Batman.
Ah.
You kind of got to roll with it.
Well, I was just saying, and they have that long-term word for love, like more of a companion and a partner that you can trust and rely on.
See, I think for me, like relationship conveys you enjoy this person's presence, although I do like the physical a lot. I don't mean that in a strictly bawling her out sense. Like, I can be lying there with her and watching TV, and we're just kind of like against each other, and that's great to me. You know what I mean? Like, I guess that's more of a, even if it's not fiery passion, it is, it's physical. It entails the physical.
Yeah, I think for me, it's, I want someone that I can implicitly trust more so than anything else.
Hold on, let me get one more time. It's just
like
going to be snore again, and then we'll talk. Yeah, you're on air, snore.
No, it's me.
Oh, hey, what's up, woman?
Well, you know, I mean, we all know, too, the ancient Greeks distinguished between the two types of love, eros and agape.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
The
everybody, welcome to the show, Maria Papa Georgia.
It is also Plato's version of love.
Right, and agape, the higher version, the more spiritual connection that one has. That's all.
Wait, you're not going to stay on?
Will. Stop talking about Will.
Why?
I don't know why everything we do that's dirty, why do we have to hang out our dirty linen?
It's not dirty linen. I'm saying I love the kid.
I know you do, but you don't have to tell all these personal things about him.
Oh, to our five listeners?
Yeah.
Whatever. This is good. I don't have time to plan a show during the week, so I have to use it like an effing blog.
Well, just anyway, why don't you go off into something else?
God, couldn't you have said that like 15 minutes from now when the show's almost over, and then I could say, okay, I'm a good brother, and I won't.
All right.
And then the show's... Hey, hey!
What?
Hey, is there food at the house?
You always ask that. I haven't cooked yet. I haven't washed yet.
I didn't ask if... I'm not going to eat the food off of you. I don't care if you're bathed.
John, well, what do you want?
I can take you out for dinner later.
Oh, no, no. You and I are eating before Hellboy. Oh, like, okay. We're getting out of here and getting some food and then watching some goddamn Hellboy.
All right.
Tony says hi, by the way.
Hi, Tony.
Yeah, hello.
I don't know, maybe tomorrow we'll eat or something. Oh, and Will
tomorrow,
said...
Tomorrow I'm going to my niece Diana's.
Oh, okay. Okay, wish her luck for me.
What did Will say?
Oh, he said he wanted to watch Step Brothers for your birthday or something.
Oh, yeah, I think that would be cool.
Okay.
That would be funny.
I think so.
Because we enjoyed it the last time. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think we'll all identify.
Yeah.
Measure.
Give me 12 years and yeah.
So do you want me to order you something?
No, that's cool, man.
No, tell me. Be honest. Well,
I just like free food. I like the ice cream you have around.
Well, I have the ice cream, and I did step out and get you some lactate. I'd forgotten to get that.
You don't have to buy the brand name, by the way. I actually drink Giant brand. That might be the difference in taste. But okay, no one wants to hear me.
Calcium, and it, you know, it was quartz with calcium, and I got this without.
Okay, all right, mommy, love you.
Love you too, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I think we have reached a state of unprofessionalism.
Yeah, me trying to hound food on the goddamn air. But, yeah, man. So, anyhow, to wrap up, because Mom doesn't want me having a show, don't air our laundry. That should be the goddamn name of the show, Papa's Dirty Laundry. And if I got along with people for the week, I don't have an effing show. Well, you know what? Getting back, what were you saying, man? Because I know you're very anti, pretty much.
Well, yeah, I don't technically believe in love.
Yeah.
And, in fact, I devoted my whole paper, my first paper for French literature, on how it doesn't exist. How the books I was reading were a bunch of horse hockey.
Yeah. But, I mean, you said the only thing you could see yourself settling down is, like, what, 10 years from now or something?
Honestly, I can't see myself settling down ever because it will conflict with what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
and you want to be like a globe-trotting, pretty badass sounding job.
Yeah, I have to be a person that just gets up one day and says, like, 3 months from now, I'm running off to Japan for like 2 months of photographing or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, having children, having kids, I know I can work that out.
Can't you get like a real dedicated nip broad to just, you know, sit there and take
your ass? Yeah, I was actually thinking about that. That's what probably. You know, the only chick I can marry.
Yeah, like a fresh off the boat nip broad who's just going to take
your crap. Honestly, I don't think I can be stuck with someone forever. You know, it's like a woman can fall in love for the rest of her life. I can only fall in love once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, I've been with people. I'll put it this way. I've been with people where I'm like, I could give it a real go with this person, but I also don't have my head up my corn chute. Like, you can't predict the future.
Well, yeah, that is true.
And I've never felt that way about someone who's unattractive. Mm. So I got to figure as soon as that withers, I'm going to be like, oh, what did I do? What did I do?
Well, yeah, I think the other thing is, aside from, you know, spending endless amounts of time talking, I think the other issue is I really am not overly fond of children.
They're fun for, like, limited time, like a girlfriend. You know?
Yeah, well, I think, and the other issue is, well, I could see myself getting married if I had to start everything from scratch.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by from scratch, and then it becomes a purely, you know, pragmatic decision, marriage, as in you have a partner who can bring in extra income. Like, if I had to start off and get a house, you know, on my own, then I could see getting married.
Okay.
Or seeing something how I couldn't actually completely support my lifestyle, which won't be an issue.
See, I'd like that. I'd like to get free money just for putting out.
Well, the thing is, your cost also increases.
Well, yeah, you're covering two people.
But the thing is, you know, if you have the house and all you are is paying taxes and things like that, then it's like really a non-issue.
I like your way of viewing this, all cold and calculated.
Well, it is. Was one teacher asked, he goes, do you really believe that I said, you know, about, you know, on love? She goes, because I didn't exactly know how to grade that.
Well, we're going through this because, like, I was saying, I probably believe in it overall because my folks were pretty broke. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And they somehow, my old man once, you know, he had a quick temper and, like, he could launch a volley. Verbally, but then after the fact, he'd always say he still loved my mom and vice versa.
Well,
as far as I can tell,
it's not that I don't believe that. Let me try to be logical about this. It's that I don't believe in the poet's love, that romantic notion of love that everybody
that
seems
insanity
to make.
Insanity type love?
The love everybody seems to talk about.
Well, that
or write
as
about.
Soon as you get a nut.
Well, not even that. It's just like, you know, love to be with someone, things like that. I think you like a person to a point.
Yeah.
And I think that like is. And love, or however you want to phrase it, is a product of society. You know, I mean, society expects you to get married. And
I've been thinking about that a lot, man.
A view on people.
Of how you're supposed to handle it once you get to a certain level of closeness with someone.
And it especially applies towards women in particular. And then women.
Oh, women are just beat down by it.
Women, well, one, are expected to fall in love.
Well, it's like as
married.
Much as they think they're liberated and all that crap, it's like how many women in their heart of hearts think they're going to be a success if they're not married. You know what I mean?
It's not even the success. It's that there's like this view women have. Not that I, you know, I'm just doing my own guesswork here. I'm based on my own observation.
Based on your own vaginal canal, yeah.
Is that they're really not complete until they have someone to love.
Yeah.
And even to another degree, it's they're almost not even like, if you follow my mother, it's like you're not even a complete until you have a kid, whether, you know, you adopt one or
See,
it's your own.
What's funny is, I guess because I never really grew up with parents split or anything like that, nor did you actually, so it doesn't explain crap. But after I've shot my own hypothesis down in cold blood, I think I view a big part of my future as like getting someone, but that's because I believe in like no semblance of an afterlife, and the only thing you can do is just breed,
striving,
and get your DNA out there.
God, what was the society called? The early Mesopotamians.
Oh, really? Why would they do?
They believed that the afterlife was a dreary place. You know, like the Gilgamesh people.
Uh huh.
I forget what they're like technically called.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, it starts with an A, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I'm a Middle Eastern A-R-A-B.
Was it that?
Yeah, they believe that your life on Earth was essentially it, and that you had to do everything you had to do while you're in it, because once you got to the afterlife, it was a dismal, depressing place.
Yeah, that's what the Greeks, the ancient Greeks, viewed it, too. You were just a shade that feasted on blood and cursed your existence.
Well, that depends on how you lived your life, because you can always go to the Elysian Fields.
Yeah. Wasn't Achilles, though, in the crappy afterlife? You'd figure he'd be in the Elysians, but, like, at the end of the Odyssey, wasn't... I thought he was in the toilet one.
Yeah, that's... Or, like, I can't the remember. No, I can't remember. That I can't remember.
Yeah.
He was in Tartarus. I don't think so. Yeah, I think he was, like... I forgot where he was at. But, yeah, he wasn't particularly happy.
I don't know. He was in the crappy one. Mm. He wasn't in the Elysian field, or at least for the purposes of the Odyssey. Yeah. But he was like, oh, this blows, man. Mm. I'd rather be a goddamn farmer.
Well, I think to make the Elysian fields, you had to die in Greece.
Really?
Yeah.
And he died in that toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Poor bastard. Yeah, they believe, like, this was it, and then, you know, the afterlife sucked.
Yeah. Well, I believe it, too.
You read Gilgamesh, that's kind of, it's like a depressing epic poem.
Just a dirty shade.
Yeah.
I just believe you live on through your kids, so I want to find some...
Well, see, that's the evolutionary.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Makes you want to marry. Well, actually, you know, I think, you know, marriage is, you know, some... I don't know how that came about.
I just want some tall, cunning,
well, it goes against,
brunette piece of ass.
It's not... I won't say marriage is natural. Actually, I think
I don't probably know.
I actually do believe in the institution of marriage. And that
I will
do,
say this, though. Like, you and I are so effed up that, like, when we do meet people, I guess, that we really would click with, like, there is kind of a, like, the way we've just bound to each other. And, like, I really, like, there's no way I conceive of us ever not being, like, really good friends. You know what I mean? Like, that could happen with a vagina in the equation as well. You never know.
Yeah, I could, you know, I won't say never. I would just say there's a 90% probability I will never get married.
Yeah. I'd like to, like, just knock out something so my mom could have a grandkid, you know? Mm. Like, not be married to it and not get sued for anything either. Just
be, I mean, yeah.
Like, have a webcam we could set up once a month and be like, yeah, there's the kid, bye.
Yeah, my issue is, like, yeah, I can't even live with a person now. It's, you know, I have...
Oh, I'd go insane.
Yeah, it's... Well, not my problem. It's I view everything from a pragmatic perspective. Mm-hmm. If I was to define myself by one thing, I would be
pragmatic
in everything to the point that it's actually a fault where I actually put everything in like a cost benefit equation.
You got it, man. We got brains for a reason. We're not monkeys.
You know, why is it I wouldn't live with a woman? Because if somehow 3 years down the line or 2 years down the line I break it off, she can sue me for palimony.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she can say whatever she wants.
What was the Johnny Cochran story? You cautioned me with this.
Johnny
all the
Cochran
goddamn time.
Had a mistress for a long time.
A mistress, people.
A mistress.
Get that through your head. A mistress.
Yeah, a mistress. And this is important to understand. Not married to her, won't ever marry her.
Yeah.
But a mistress that he had kept
a receptacle.
Funded.
And mind you, you know what? You want to? You're going to judge him and you're going to say he deserves it because he has a mistress. You know what? This dirty whore knows he's got a wife at home that he's going to. And he's got kids with that other, you know what I mean? Like, with the wife. And she's like, that's okay. I'll spread my legs. It's Johnny C. Mm. Do go on, Tony.
Well, no, Johnny C, who has money bags.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. She wouldn't be doing this if it was Johnny Cochran, the bus driver.
Exactly. So, he paid for her apartment, kept her, and then he decided to break it off.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Six years of maintaining her lifestyle, or however long it was.
So she's like a high-end prostitute. That's not men's work.
Essentially, not even a high-end prostitute.
It is average-looking.
One that he just, I mean, prostitute in the sense, you know, pay and leave. Now, he just kept paying her to keep her around, and, you know.
Jesus.
Because, you know, he paid for all her living expenses and things like that.
Yeah, so this woman's gotten...
Like free rent.
A free ride. Giving Johnny Cochran a not so free ride.
Exactly.
Ta-da-ting.
She must have been tight as hell.
Oh my god, yeah.
So anyway, she sues him for what's called palimony. Mm-hmm. You know, alimony is what you pay to an ex-wife. Palimony is what you pay to a longtime girlfriend or mistress for saying you made that all she has to do is say, you know, promises.
Wow.
And because you have lived with a person or you have been seeing a person for so long, it's hard to deny that there were any promises were being made. It's your word against her, and the evidence says, well, you've been seeing her for 3 years, so there probably was a promise. At least that's under the law.
I almost dropped the S-bomb. God damn.
And you end up having to pay the same thing as alimony to a person that you had never intended to marry.
Oh, my God.
Now your whole life is actually changed. And when you do get married, you're still paying it out to, you know, another person.
Oh, because it doesn't end.
No, it does not end unless she herself gets
hitched.
Married.
Yeah, and then the dirty whore can just date someone else.
And frankly, if you're getting, you know, $200,000 a year or $300,000 a year, would you go and trade that off to go get married? Because you can still live with someone.
Oh, yeah, as long as it's short of the ring.
Yeah.
God damn, what a savage
and, you know,
world.
And then you got like states like California that are no-fault states.
No-fault
states being is your wife can cheat on you with the pool boy to the cabana boy, and it doesn't make a difference in a divorce. So, I mean,
you got to be kidding me.
No, California's a no-fault state. It does not matter why the divorce ends. It just comes down to whether there's a prenuptial agreement, and after that, it's like community poverty.
I am so getting a prenup. Like, prenups are ironclad or no? I mean, they can essentially be worked around, right? So they're not even worth a goddamn.
No, a prenup is fairly ironclad.
Really?
Barring
okay.
that
USA, baby.
No,
USA.
It is – I mean, technically, yes, it can, a woman can try to fight it. It's not going to work. How it won't work is if you did something to break up the relationship. Like
that's
you
right,
went
right.
around
that's
cheating
right,
on
right.
everybody.
Oh, are you serious?
It's not that it won't break the
so
agreement.
So we're right back to ha-ha.
No. God, it won't break the agreement. However, it might give her a little leeway on some other issues.
I wouldn't mind kicking her like a 5K or something, like a bonus.
No,
on top
but
of
a prenup essentially will protect all your assets.
Like a lot of Chuck E. Cheese tokens.
What you do is you go to a marriage counselor, I mean a marriage lawyer, who specializes in this, and you get one that is ironclad that does account for all.
Oh God, I'm so doing that.
Yeah,
I'll do that. You know what? I'll do that because you can't be harmed that much afterward.
Well, father always told me. He says if you ever decide to get married, he goes, I will pay for the finest marriage lawyer in the state to have him write out a prenup for
that
me.
Is awesome.
It's you have to. And, you know, and the thing is,
God bless
and my
you,
father man. Always said is you show that to her. And if a woman refuses to sign it, then, you know,
oh,
what
you
her
dodged
intentions
a bullet
are. Because there's no reason for her not to sign it.
No, because like, I don't get how anyone could even be insulted by that. That's just a woman being an effing TWAT.
Yeah.
Because all it's saying is you walk out with what you had.
Yeah.
It's not saying you give it all to me.
I protect what I have and what I will make while we're married, and you protect what you have.
It reminds me of the vasectomy story with the guy who got his tube snipped.
No, but I know. But yeah, you have to protect yourself. I mean, you
another tale for another time.
Another like tale.
5 minutes later in the show, we have to pad still.
I think we'll be able to make it all right.
Yeah, we're at 348.
You have to protect your assets in this day and age. I mean, whether it's palimony or alimony, yeah, your whole life will be dictated by that one event forever.
God damn.
I mean,
it's just wrong, man. It's just how are you supposed to be romantic at all when you got the courts involved, man?
Yeah, exactly. And
I don't get it.
That's why I said I don't truly
believe.
That's why
Eddie Murphy did a goddamn bit on it.
That's why I truly don't believe in, like, love as people refer to it. You know, I love you, you know, and
well,
all the things.
Well, because it's fleeting. It can go out the goddamn window so fast.
Yeah, I believe you like a person enough that you can sit down with them for, like, the rest of your life.
Thank you. I view it exactly like that.
For
like
the most part,
theory.
You'll have your rough spots, but you get along to a point where, you know, you can stay together.
Yeah, exactly.
And raise children.
That's how I view it.
And you ever notice children become the dominant factor?
Oh, yeah. They're the ones that
and
run
that's
the
a reason.
Show anyhow.
But, yeah. I view love relationships in purely pragmatic terms. It's got to be like, will this bite me in the rear end later in life?
All this makes me want to hit a strip club.
Well, it does. Well, my father always said, you know, if you ever want to become a lawyer, become a lawyer to know all the ways you can be screwed in life.
I'd love to do law just for that reason.
Well, I mean, he even warped my personality. It's like I see my father and like used to berate me when I used to sign work orders and like point out in the exact language how I signed something was a mistake and how, you know, just because of this one little word or two little words, you know, you even actually cross stuff out when he's signing stuff, you know, to make it a suit of language that he deems as like, you know, infallible.
Papa de Sisto.
Like, you know, you go in, my Nissan had two scratches like on the paint and, it says you got 30 days to do it. Yet, you know, yet he crossed that off and then put like an indefinite period of time and signed it, like which makes it a legal binding, you know, contract, which they accepted. Not that I've ever actually decided to go in there, but I could if I wanted to.
Just be like, F you, my Pete sucks. Yeah. Well, sir, I shall we bail and chat for 5 minutes?
I think we'll. Why don't we take it to then?
Take it to the limit.
Take it to the limit.
Well, let's see the outro is a good.
Because you always spread me to the limit.
Oh, God damn, man. People are gonna realize we're not joking.
Why would anybody want to touch a girl's butt?
I'm just hungry, man. Like, Jesus, what can we do? Hellboy's at 5, and it's at that crappy theater right next to my house where Tower Records used to be.
What is that?
Fairfax Town Center.
Is that Regal?
Yeah.
I got a free ticket for that.
Oh, well, good for you, Mr. High Cotton.
What was I going to say? Oh, yes. Because I'll put any female listeners listening or males, since I'll be taking studio lighting this semester, I welcome all of you to submit yourself to my camera lens, clothed or unclothed, doesn't matter. But I do need people to at least photograph for portraits.
Oh, dude, take a portrait of me. I'll get a haircut. I won't look
like you. Don't need a haircut.
I look like a damn bush baby.
And I will be using medium format and large format film.
Okay. You heard that, listening audience. You can get your portrait taken.
Yeah, and you'll have actually a professional
portrait. And Tony does a mean portrait. Dude, you have to take my portrait because I want a huge picture of me above my bed. How awesome would that be?
Well, if it's a large format, you can blow it up pretty big.
Yeah, I want like literally just a poster of my face above my bed. Like, God, that would be great. You bring a woman back to that, she knows you mean business, man.
A giant
photograph. Yeah, just me. Just me looking down, like Big Brother, like 1984 poster style. Like wherever she is in the room, like she can be on top and she looks up and it's just me staring back at her.
With a mocking smile.
Yeah.
Just like, man, you don't have my mocking smile. No, that would be even more amusing. No,
you've got a stranglehold on it. But mine's okay. I've learned from the best.
Well, it's like I had that mocking smile in Ireland when that Eastern European got totally pissed off at taking a photograph of another Eastern European.
Screw that. He was like, go buy his homeland for $5.
Yeah, he was like buy screaming at me in his like little Eastern European gibberish.
Yeah, seriously.
And he, you know, like six.
Now that is a trip I'd be down for, man.
What, like, Ireland?
No, Eastern Bloc.
Eastern. Hey, just wait till I'm freaking raking.
It's like
in the
Thailand,
dough.
Except with hot chicks. You know what I mean?
It is. I'll give you that.
I don't like the Thai bras. I don't like, you know.
No, no. I don't mind Japanese women.
If I got to pick between that and, like, you know, Helga von Tittenstein, though, you know where I'm going. Christ.
Yeah, it's, you know, but forget it. Well, the other thing is, I forgot to mention about, although I'm probably going to piss off any women who are listening to this, is...
Sorry, Maria.
They have to cook.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. The trust thing is, you know, primarily, I don't expect them to be able to make dishes from, like, every known culture on the planet. However, they have to be able to specialize in what I consider one of the better ethnic, either Japanese, Chinese, or Italian.
Yeah.
It's one of those three. They have to be able to make, and not the Chinese, like, American Chinese.
Oh, you're talking real Chinese.
I'm talking about, like, you know, minus the dog factor.
God, I'd settle for General Tso's done well. I don't care, man.
Well, that's fine with me, but it's I need someone to be able to make that. I do not settle for American food. I'm sorry. Steaks don't do it for me.
I'm with you. Not a big steak, man.
I mean, yeah, I can eat a steak, but come on.
It's to act like it's the pinnacle of cuisine.
It's like what I need is my mother with brains and looks. and then I can get married.
You know what? I'm going to leave you on this note of irony. I get a text saying, why are all men douchebags? From a phone number I don't recognize because I took it out of the phone. In one of my male douchebag purges. Random bitch. Don't text me. All right, Tony. We are... I want to thank you again. It's Tony DeSisto on the co-host duties. You did a smashing job today, sir. I had a blast, and I was dreading today. I was going to come in and just play goddamn CDs all day. But thank you for sparing me that fate. I, of course, am your host, John Papagiorgio. This was Papa's Basement. We're live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Cox 37, Comcast 27, online at www.web... What the hell is it? www.webr.
But only clinically alive.
Yeah, exactly, sir. No, it's fcac.org/webr. Third's a charm. God damn it. Are we done? Is our piece done? I think we're done.
We're done.
All right, folks. Later.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
You know, every time I get with a woman, something happens. Sometimes it happens sooner, sometimes it happens later. This time it happened pretty fast.
You know, we just met. You don't own me.
Yeah, hey, that's right. Nobody owns anybody. I just thought that we had something a little special. I guess it was just green corn. Hey, what are we? Just people that pass in the hallways? I guess I expect too much. Hey, I can't handle the scene, you know? I ought to be a fucking monk. Yeah.
This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to feed this damn old. All my cards on the table with no ace left in the hole. Not much too young to feel this damn old. Competition's getting younger. Tougher Bronx, you know I can't recall. A worn out tape, a chrysalid dude. Lonely women and bad booze seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. Not much too young this damn old. All my cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole. Not much too young to feel this damn old. Lord, I'm much too young. feel this damn old